by unanimous decision in the blue corner, James Woodward.
The ABAs began last week with the North West London Divisionals taking place at a packed-out Hayes Working Men's Club. I caught up with some of the Islington team at their gym in North London on the eve of the competition. Light welterweight James Woodward, who's a social worker when he's not in the ring, spoke about his pre-match mindset.
Sitting around in the changing room is the hard bit. Once you get out, I get this big smile on my face and suddenly I get this rush of like adrenaline and confidence. I don't know where it comes from, but I suddenly think, yeah, let's do it. My dream is to win this. It's like a big dream and everyone's dreaming it, so thousands of people I've got to get through to get there. So it's if I win it, I can retire happy.
Also at the gym was the reigning novice B champion and club captain, Aaron Morgan.
You get the fear like just before the bell rings when you go back to the corner. That's when you probably get a little bit of fear. Then I just try and blank that out. Just think about all the miles that I've run, all the rounds that I've sparred and preparation, and I sit ready to go.
Trainer Jerry Mitchell, who has 27 years experience as a coach, and fellow corner man Bevis Allen, who first boxed for the club back in the 80s, still feel the nerves.
These boys are like family to me because I'm with them every week and I enjoy doing what I'm doing. It might not look like it sometimes when I'm having a go at them and cursing them, but it's part and parcel of getting the best out of them.
How do you feel as the boxers go into the ring? What's going through your mind at that moment?
People look at me and they say, well, you're not nervous. But I'm actually almost as nervous as when I was actually boxing myself. So, because you know what can go wrong, and because you can't go in there and basically fight for them, you're virtually punching, throwing every punch inside, but you know you can't affect it. The only time you can affect it is when they come back to the corner during the round, so you give them a pep talk and hope that works and they'll turn things around.
Did you try it?
No, okay.
The jab's getting sloppy now. Stiffen it up. Yeah? Okay, so open to the body, jab him upstairs hard, lift upstairs, come back down, then come back upstairs. You got enough in you?
Yes, sir.
The knockdown in amateur boxing only means 1 point.
But there's bad news at the weigh-in. James Woodward draws Islington clubmate Carlos Moreno in the first light welterweight contest of the evening.
Number one, Moreno. Number two, Woodward.
Two boys fighting each other straight away. What are your thoughts on that?
Horrible. I might be somewhere having a drink. No, only joking, but I don't normally watch him.
In a close bout, the stocky Woodward overcame a lighter Moreno, who broke a finger in the process.
I mean, we said last night you're always focused going into the ring. How was it in the first fight tonight, fighting your own teammate, your own clubmate?
It was rough. It was more nerve-wracking because obviously loser has to go back to the gym, and we've had a bit of history. Like, there's been a bit of animosity between us in the past. If anything, now we're mates. So. It's funny how that happens. Bittersweet losing to your club mate.
Oh, yeah. I'm better. Do you know what? He's strong. He's fit. I'm fit. I was happy that was a close fight.
So you're still feeling good despite your defeat?
I feel good.
The occasion being here.
I feel good. Part of me knew that I wasn't going to win this time. I haven't boxed in 2 years. My challenge today was not to come here and win the whole tournament as much, because I don't think I'm ready for that. I'm built working towards that. I think my challenge was here. Today really was. Because of so many times I've lost, I've let myself feel demotivated and didn't come back to the gym for months or whatnot. For the whole of last week, I was just thinking, if you lose, no matter what happens, win or lose, I have to keep my dedication, focus, just as I did preparing for this fight.
Middleweight Aaron Morgan was named Boxer of the Night, winning both his bouts in style, stopping Dale Lewis, Sylvester Broby in the final.
Talk us through that knockout.
I was just trying to walk to him with the jab, get the jab going and let the other punches come off that. Once I got the jab going, I was busting him up with the jab. So I let the right hand go. Right hand just caught him square on the chin. And I can punch, so he's got to go.
How was it in there? What was it like? What was the atmosphere?
Yeah, I felt good today, man. I had two stoppages, like two knockouts on the night, so I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Ready for London's now. Take on the other champions.
James, go put pressure on, son!
But despite beating his clubmate earlier in the night, James Woodward's dreams of becoming a national champion were dashed after a close contest with Dale Youth's Mickey O'Rourke.
It's been maybe an up and down last 24 hours. I mean, where do you take it from here?
I might just give it a rest for the rest of the season because I'm finishing my social work degree.
So what are you going to be doing tomorrow then, just chilling out?
I'll be at work, at 9 o'clock.
No rest for the wicked?
No rest for the wicked at all. We're going to get the train home as well.